from Already Gone and Tequila Sunrise, all those great songs y'all busted out with, and then you're off and rolling. And I know everybody loves to, after hell freezes over, to talk about y'all fussing and fighting and whatever. Of course, they they love talking about me. Me and Ronnie have been breaking up for 17 years since we've been together.
I mean, if you're in a group, that's what happens. There's not a group on earth that doesn't fuss and fight. You know, that's what that's just what it's about.
But what do you recall as a period for the Eagles through your touring span and whatever? Was there a time when it was really joyful, when you really felt like you were on the big wave? I mean, was it when y'all first started playing those selling out stadiums or whatever? What do you recall as that period that was really fun, when y'all really were clicking and it was all good?
We had fun the whole time, you know. I mean, it was, you know, you'd be fussing and fighting one day, and then a couple of days later, you'd be having fun. It was just back and forth like that for the whole time. I do have some memories of, like, the mid-70s, 75. You know, Bill Graham, the famous promoter from San Francisco, had a big concert every year in Oakland called Day on the Green, and it was at the Oakland Stadium. And I remember sitting on stage looking out across that sea of people and thinking to myself, you know, I think we may be getting somewhere.
Holy cow, Mom.
Yeah. And I wasn't scared. For one of the first times, I felt ready, you know, to do it. But we had plenty of good times, you know. I mean, like you said, the fussing and fighting has been played up a lot.
Yeah.
And I think we're partly to blame for that. But we did have a lot of fun and still do. And we still fuss and fight, and we still have a lot of fun. And that's the way it's going
to
be.
Well, that's good to hear. That sounds like grown men trying to work together.
Yeah. I mean, ain't nobody going to change now. Yeah. You know, it's going to be the way it is. But it's just part of being in a group, and you have to learn to compromise. But, no, we had more fun than anybody had a right to and still be alive. And we're looking forward now to maybe a couple more years of this with this album.
That's cool. The new music is spectacular.
Thank you.
Definitely a political vein running through it. Is that kind of the title, or are you referring to?
That's the California part.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a trying time. I was talking to Christofferson a couple of weeks ago about this, and I said, you know, everyone's frustrated. Everyone's frustrated is the best way to describe it. And at times like this, when every politician seems to have a different take, I think our people really look to poets for some kind of, if it's not an answer, at least for some kind of comfort or something to gravitate to. And I mean, what do you think?
Well, you know, there are a couple of different schools of thought on that. You know, there's the shut up and sing school of thought.
Right.
Where, you know, we should just write songs about boys and girls and maybe cars and a couple other things, and that should be it. You know, there's a long tradition in the world going back to the Middle Ages when these people used to, you know, they were called minstrels or troubadours or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
And they would stroll around the country and they wrote songs about the king. A lot of them were negative songs, you know, didn't say good things about the king or songs about the queen or songs about war and stuff like that. And that's been going on for hundreds of years, you know. And then we had the American folk music tradition going back to Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger.
Right.
All the way up through Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and people like that.
Sure.
So then in order to deal with frustration and deal with problems, you got to talk about it. You can't sweep it under the rug. I wish sometimes in this country that we could agree to disagree a little bit more than we do and not try to kill your opponent. You know, if somebody doesn't agree with you, you don't have to try to ruin their lives. But we do. We're a funny thing, this band. You know, on the one hand, we're just a nice little country rock band. And on the other hand, we have our tradition of social commentary. You know, a lot of that was influenced by Joni Mitchell and Jackson Browne and Bob Dylan and people like that. And we put that stuff on our records. These are trying times for everybody. But we all have children. Young children. I have three kids under the age of 12. Glenn's got a 5-year-old boy and two teenagers. Joe's got two boys under the age of 10. Timothy's got a girl in college and a boy in high school. And we're concerned about the future of our country and the future of the world and what kind of world our kids are going to inherit, or if there's going to be a world at all. We're concerned about natural resources, about the environment. And so we like to talk about it. You know, there's a school of thought that says if you criticize your country, or if you criticize the president, you're not patriotic. You know, you're a traitor. But I don't quite understand that, because if you don't criticize things, how are they going to get better? I mean, we've been criticized our entire career, you know, some vicious criticism, especially from them boys up there in New York City who don't like West Coast bands at all. President Theodore Roosevelt, who was arguably one of our greatest presidents, who was a Republican, said that it is unpatriotic not to speak out if you disagree with what the president is doing or the administration. It's unpatriotic to be silent. And, you know, people should remember, I think, that this country is founded on dissent. This country was founded on rebellion and about people speaking out. And just because we say some negative things about what's going on doesn't mean that we don't love our country. I mean, God knows this country's been good to all of us, and we love it dearly. But if we just pretend that everything's okay when it's not, and if we don't talk about it, then I don't see how things are going to get better. And if people don't like those particular songs, then they can just press the skip button and go on to the next one. But, I mean, that's a long answer to a short question, but that's something that we've had to deal with. And I know that particularly in some areas of country music that it's not widely, it's not a welcome thing, let's say, to have political or social commentary, but it's something that we've always done.
Yeah, well, so, I think all listeners are, as you say, are entitled to what they listen to.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
you can always, you're free to not buy the album if you want to, or press the skip button, or just pick out what you want and put that on your iPod and leave the rest of it.
Well, that's thought-provoking, too, and that's important.
Yeah, we just want people to think. They don't have to agree with us, but that's exactly right. We just want to provoke some thought,
yeah.
You know, because pretending everything's great when it's not is not productive.
It's not that time of year. It's really not. I don't think anybody thinks everything's okay.
No,
I haven't talked to that person yet.
Me neither. I think everybody knows that some mistakes have been made and some things have been covered up, and that some kids, and they are just kids, are dying every day for what is not particularly a good reason, and that some changes need to be made. But, you know, there's some humor on the album, too. There's some funny tongue-in-cheek stuff, and I hope people pick up on that. You know, we cover a lot of territory on this
record.
There's
some great music, and Joe played some amazing... All you guys just are... Yeah. Your playing is just incredible.
Well, thank you.
Playing and singing, and Joe played some lead rides on there that are just holy cow.
Yeah.
Did it just happen that, you know, the Eagles kind of went from... And I realize your core... very much stayed consistent, but you know, the transition from banjo to Joe Walsh, you know, is that you went from something that was cool and fun in a light sort of way to one of the thickest grooves on the planet.
Yeah,
and
well, we wanted to beef up the band. You know, we music was changing in the mid-70s. You know, we were going into that. There are a lot of different things were happening. You know, there was that horrible disco thing happening, and then this punk thing came along, and metal was happening. So we wanted to be a little more versatile. You know, we all went to school on the Beatles, and one of the great things about the Beatles was their versatility. You know,
right.
they could do a little of everything, and we wanted to be like that. So we got Joe in the band. One of the things on this new album, besides Joe playing some great guitar, is this other new guitarist that we've added named Stuart Smith.
Right, great player.
Who's well known here in Nashville as a producer and a player. He's worked with Rodney Crowell and a lot of other people, and he is a real powerhouse of a musician.
Some great dual stuff going on there, too.
Yeah, we did all that stuff deliberately. You know, we first started thinking about this album. We said, well, what are we going to do? We're going to be competing with our old stuff, you know, and some people are going to say, well, you can never measure up to your old stuff. And we said, well, we're going to have to try, you know, and we're going to have to try to do it without any gimmicks and without any tricks. And, you know, we freaked out about it for 2 or 3 years, and we finally decided, hell, we just need to be who we are. You know, we need to do what we do and let the chips fall where they may, but we need to do it really well, and we need to start with a foundation of good songs, because that's really the bedrock of this group is songs. So that's what we did. You know, there was some debate. You know, I was of the impression that it should be a single disc. And some of the others wanted it to be a double disc because there are 5 songwriters and or more and 4 singers. So in order for everybody to get a chance to do his thing,
right?
You know, you can only get 72 minutes on one CD. So
I know it's hard for two guys. I can't even imagine what y'all must go through.
Yeah. So as JD would say, we needed to have a place for everybody to ride his horsey. I must have room to ride my horsey. So we just ended up making it a double album. 20 songs for $12 is a pretty good deal, I think. And we also have a lot of new material to play now. I mean, we love the old songs, but we need some new. You know what I'm talking about?
Ready for some new tunes?
Yeah, I know what you. I know that you know what I mean from that Super Bowl story.
But at the same time, you can't get tired of playing Hotel California, huh?
No. Well, I can, but once people start screaming,
yeah,
it's just like a brand new day. You know, you go through that. You know, when
there's
you go out, some
songs on the set list, you just look down and you go. Yeah, and then like you say, when you start playing them,
yeah,
you go, man, I'm glad I wrote that line, and yeah. I'm glad we've got this sucker.
That's right.
Yeah,
a new day every day.